The White Feather's Directive, Episode 9, Sailor Senshikuri on the Moon.
Makia was sitting on a dull gray rock, surrounded by a dull gray landscape. Kuri's head rested in her lap.
How foolish.
Where are we?
Kuri gazed at a pitch black sky. A glistening sun shone down on them from the right. Slightly above them hung an eerie blue whitish object, like a large marble cut in half.
Seema has been chasing after celestial beings all over the world for several centuries. We were supposed to avoid direct confrontation.
But there's no reason for you to stay in our world.
Oh, in fact, there is a reason. I have a duty. I must not leave until I'm recalled by the Divine Council.
How long have you been in our world?
I have been on Earth for over 200 years. And even though angels are not supposed to interfere with humans, it sometimes happens.
I understand. Seema will certainly not give up on you, or Nanako, or Shio-san either. So I'd like to help you, if I can.
I see. Did you ever dream of being a magical girl, Kuri?
Yes, I used to dress up in my school uniform and it's too embarrassing.
Not at all.
Maki-sama! I'm floating!
Can't you sense where your mother went to?
I don't know. She feels very far away.
Maybe she went to Tokyo to see father?
That's indeed far away. We could take my private jet to go to Tokyo.
You have a private jet?
Of course not. That would be totally unrealistic, don't you think?
Unrealistic. Yeah, I suppose.
We should call him in any case.
The subscriber you have dialed is not available or has traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Say, Maki-sama, am I an angel now too?
Oh, no, Kuri. Humans cannot be turned into angels. You are somehow like a magical girl now.
I see.
But careful. You need to get a feel for and trust in the abilities I have bestowed on you.
I understand.
Looking down at herself, evaluatingly, and flexing her fingers in front of her, she could sense the powers that Makia had given to her.
It works on an instinctive level, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yes.
Amazing! Maki-sama, could we go shopping?
Oh, most certainly we can.
Ah, there she is!
Where?
Tokyo. Ginzo Shopping District. Right in the middle of Tenshodo.
Model trains?
Jewelry!
I can't unleash an airstrike on Japan's capital city.
So the reason Mother battles so fiercely is because she is a knight?
Yes. Most female angels are so-called knights, while most male angels are so-called healers.
What about us? What are we? Half angels?
Actually, Father too is of celestial descent. However, a long way down the generations. Still, I suppose this is why we are special. I haven't seen him in years though. As far as I recall, he's nothing like us. We have both male and female celestial genes in us.
3 years? Is that how long you've been captured by Sima Shichan, brother?
Oh, I can only guess.
Mother never told me why we left you and father. I thought they just didn't get along.
Oh no, Mom and Dad got on very well. She also didn't tell you about her being an angel. I can only guess that Mother's plan was to protect us from Sima by separating.
It's Father. He's calling back.
Hello? It's Saiki Zenzo. Who is this?
Father? This is Nanoka.
Nanoka? Is your mother with you? I've been trying to reach you.
Mom has gone somewhere. Nay, Father, where are you?
I had a strange feeling and on the spur of the moment took a train south.
You?
What train are you on? What's the next stop?
Koshiro, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Dad. I'm doing fine, I guess.
Oh, thank God. I'm on a bullet train. The next stop will be Takashima.
Well, that's what I call celestial intuition.
What was it?
Oh, nothing. Nanoka was just thinking loudly.
Oh, I see. Anyway, where is Maki? Is my little angel doing all right?
I guess you could say that.
Explain to me why we didn't detect Sayaki's movement sooner.
You were supposed to be monitoring his location 24/7.
We were, but he seems to have created some sort of occlusion field that enabled him to vanish from our scanners.
He's a human of celestial descent, but he has no powers of any practical use.
No powers that have been documented. Perhaps the Kohinata angel infused him with extra abilities while they were living together.
No one told me they could do that!
Agreed. We know very little about the capabilities of these celestial beings.
Tell me something I don't know! Order Raptors 2 and 3 to intercept Sayaki. He is designated hostile. Eliminate him before he can join forces with the Kohinata angel.
Acknowledged.
Are you going to bomb an entire bullet train?
We can't afford to have another random factor added into this situation.
Fighters are deploying now, Director. They should be within optimal air-to-surface missile range within 12 minutes.
Makia had changed into her human form, wearing a modern-looking silverish tight dress with matching hairband and shoes, which, on closer inspection, was revealed to be made out of layers of celestial silver cords wrapped around her body. Her outfit contrasted nicely with her lightly tanned skin and her long, deviantly dyed orange hair.
This isn't exactly what I meant when I said I wanted to go shopping, Maki-sama.
Wir benötigen Waffen, wenn wir Zima an der Wurzel neutralisieren wollen.
Oh, do we? What about a frilly dress and fitting jewelry?
How about a magic wand?
Makia swung her arm around in a circle, indicating all the expensive temptations the store had to offer.
Well, you're right. I feel like I don't need body armor or a helmet, not with the powers you've given me. So why shouldn't I look the part?
That's the spirit.
But how do we contact Mother?
How do angels communicate with each other?
You mean I can just call out to her?
Sure. You should at least try to reach out for her.
I see. What am I gonna tell her?
I have a bad feeling about this.
Do you think Sima found Mom?
Or Dad, if they tapped his phone.
Oh no!
Maki-sama, isn't a fitting room a bit too... daring?
Oh, just relax, Kuri-chan.
Oh. But, Make, I can't try on this dress if you keep touching me.
Mother.
Ara, Kuri, did you just call me mother?
Of course not, Maki-sama.
I see.
Mother, it's me. Father, he's in danger.
Nonoka, Zenzo is in danger. Kuri, we need to go.
Wait, I'm not dressed yet.
My apologies, Kuri.
Oh my god.
How flattering, but I am merely an angel.
The angel held Kuri in her arms. They were floating about 100 meters above the highway leading into town.
Still, I need your help, Kuri.
Was zur Hölle? Wo hat Maki mich hingesendet?
Kuri looked around the sparsely lit room, which looked like a storage space. Signs on the wall and boxes indicated that it belonged to Sima.
Oh, great. I am trapped half-naked in Sima headquarters armory.